App Leuven just released their third quarter 2024 earnings, and we are diving into this huge e-earnings beat.
Huge is right.
Get ready for some seriously impressive numbers.
Yeah.
We're talking revenue soaring 39% year over year.
Wow.
But before we get to those juicy details,
right?
Let's quickly set the stage for you.
Right.
App Leuven might not be a household name, but it's a powerhouse.
Definitely.
Behind the scenes of the mobile app world.
Right.
They're all about helping developers market and make money from their apps.
Yeah.
Especially those addictive mobile games we all love.
Especially those games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And today, we're digging into their latest earnings call transcript and shareholder letter.
Fresh off the press.
Both hot off the press from November 6th, 2024.
All right.
By the end of this deep dive, you'll not only know the key figures from App Leuven's performance, but you'll also understand why those numbers are sending shockwaves through the industry.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And why they might be a sneak peek into the future of the entire mobile app landscape.
That's right.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Okay.
One thing that really jumped out at me was how much App Leuven's CEO, Adam Foree, emphasized their company culture.
Yeah.
As a key ingredient in their success.
For sure.
He even said it's a fundamental strength of the business.
Hmm, interesting.
And he's got a point. In the tech world, things move at lightning speed.
Yeah,
it's constantly evolving.
Yeah, you got to be on your toes.
A strong culture can be the difference between a company that thrives and one that gets left behind.
It really can.
Totally. It's like the foundation of a house.
Exactly.
You need a strong one to build everything else on top.
Foundation is key.
So what exactly is it about App Leuven's culture that's so special?
Well, they really highlight this idea of acting like owners.
Owners.
Yeah. Everyone from the engineers to the marketers takes responsibility and thinks about the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this incredible sense of urgency.
I like that.
They don't just talk about goals, they act on them.
Uh-huh.
And they act fast. And don't forget their relentless pursuit of excellence.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a company that settles for good enough. They're constantly pushing the boundaries, trying to improve their already impressive results.
Right. And speaking of impressive, did you catch that stat about their adjusted EBITDA per employee?
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
They're already at a staggering $1.5 million, and they're aiming to make that even better.
Wow.
Hold on, back up for a sec. For those of us who aren't financial wizards, what exactly does adjusted EBITDA tell us?
Right. Good question. It's basically a way to measure a company's core profitability.
Okay.
It strips away things like interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, giving us a clearer picture of how much cash they're generating from their operations.
I see.
Yeah.
So in App Leuven's case, a $1.5 million adjusted EBITDA per employee means each person is contributing a lot to the company's bottom line. Talk about a productive team.
Right. Each person is pulling their weight.
Exactly.
It speaks volumes about the efficiency and motivation within App Leuven.
Okay. Now, for the moment you've been waiting for, drumroll, please, the numbers.
Here we go.
App Leuven pulled in a whopping $1.2 billion in total revenue this quarter.
Billion with a B.
That's a mind-blowing 39% jump from the same time last year.
Incredible.
And hold on. It gets even better.
Oh, really?
Their adjusted EBITDA landed at $722 million. With a 60% margin, for context, that's a 72% increase year over year.
That's amazing.
Wow, we're definitely talking earnings beat territory here.
Definitely.
They've blown past analyst expectations and left everyone wondering, how are they doing this?
Yeah, what's their secret?
A lot of it can be traced back to their secret weapon, the AXON algorithm.
Ah, yes, AGUESS.
Ah, yes, the brains behind the operation. For those listening who aren't familiar with this AI wizardry, break it down for us.
Okay.
What exactly is AXON and how is it driving these phenomenal results?
So imagine you're an advertiser trying to reach the perfect audience for your product within a sea of mobile apps.
Okay.
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, right? That's where AXON comes in. It's an AI-powered engine that analyzes mountains of data about user behavior, app usage, and all sorts of other factors to pinpoint the most receptive audience for your ad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of just randomly showing ads to everyone, AXON ensures that advertisers are connecting with the people who are most likely to be interested in what they're selling.
Exactly. Targeting is key.
Precisely.
Mm.
And it gets even smarter over time. It uses machine learning to constantly refine its targeting, which means it gets better and better at delivering results for advertisers.
That's the beauty of AI, right?
Which explains why App Leuven credits AXON with a huge chunk of their Q3 growth. It's not just about self-learning either. They've got a whole team of brilliant engineers who are constantly tweaking and enhancing AXON to stay ahead of the curve.
It's a constant evolution.
And that's a key takeaway here.
Mm-hmm.
AppLovin is on the cutting edge of applying AI to mobile advertising, and the results are speaking for themselves. But there's another piece of this puzzle that's even more intriguing.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Their foray into e-commerce.
You got it.
While gaming is still their main game, shall we say, they've been quietly testing the waters with a pilot program for e-commerce advertising.
That's right under the radar.
And let me tell you, the early results are making waves.
Big waves. Yeah, we're talking about advertisers seeing substantial returns, often exceeding what they're getting from other marketing channels.
Really?
In some cases, they're seeing nearly 100% incrementality from AppLovin's traffic.
Now, I know incrementality might sound like another one of those fancy marketing terms, so let's break it down for our listeners.
Sure.
Basically, it means these e-commerce businesses are reaching entirely new customers they wouldn't have found otherwise.
Exactly. It's like they've unlocked a secret door to a whole new pool of potential buyers, and they have AppLovin to thank for it.
It's definitely a game changer, and it raises some big questions.
Yeah.
Is AppLovin about to disrupt the massive e-commerce market? What challenges and opportunities will they face as they scale this new venture?
Right. The potential for disruption is definitely there. They have this proven track record of using AI and data to achieve remarkable results.
Mm-hmm.
If they can replicate even a fraction of that success in e-commerce, it could have a huge impact on the industry.
It's like they've cracked the code for targeted advertising, and now they're applying that knowledge to a whole new playing field.
Exactly. And let's not forget about that $2 billion increase to their share repurchase program we touched on earlier.
Oh, yeah. That definitely caught my attention. What does a move like that signal to investors?
It screams confidence.
Confidence.
Yeah, it basically says, we believe in our future so much that we're willing to buy back a ton of our own stock.
It's a pretty bold statement.
Absolutely, and it's not just about buybacks. AppLovin is also prioritizing organic growth, investing in talent and technology, and maintaining a strong capital foundation.
All very good signs for long-term investors.
Yeah.
It seems like they're playing the long game, building a sustainable business that can weather any storm.
Speaking of long-term thinking, did you notice that AppLovin is shifting to annual shareholder letters?
You mean instead of just releasing quarterly reports?
Exactly. They'll still share their financial results and guidance every quarter, but they're adding this more comprehensive annual letter to summarize the year and lay out their vision for the future.
It's an interesting approach, it seems like. They're saying, hey, we know the market can be obsessed with short-term fluctuations, but we're focused on building something meaningful over the long haul.
Exactly. It's like they're taking a step back from the noise and saying, here's the big picture, here's where we're headed, and we're confident in our ability to get there.
So let's bring this all together for our listeners. What are the key takeaways from this deep dive into AppLovin's third quarter earnings?
First and foremost, AppLovin is firing on all cylinders. Their financial performance is exceptional. Their AXON engine is a game changer, and their expansion into e-commerce is bold and potentially disruptive.
They're not just meeting expectations, they're shattering them.
Right, and they're clearly not content with just dominating the mobile gaming ad world. They're setting their sights much higher.
It's exciting to see a company pushing the boundaries and challenging the status quo. Where do you see AppLovin going from here?
It's definitely a company to keep on your radar. They're not afraid to shake things up and challenge the way things have always been done in the tech world.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that innovation can come from unexpected places.
Right.
They started mobile gaming, but now they're making waves in e-commerce. Who knows what's next?
That's right. And that's what makes their story so captivating. They're not afraid to take risks, to experiment, to constantly push themselves further.
And that kind of mindset is crucial for any company that wants to not just survive, but thrive in today's rapidly changing tech landscape.
Oh, absolutely. It's not enough to just keep pace. You have to be ahead of the curve, anticipating what's next and making bold moves to stay in the lead.
And that's exactly what AppLovin's doing. They're not just playing the game, they're changing the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But let's zoom out for a second. Why should all of this matter to you, the listener? Why should you care about AppLovin's success?
Yeah, that's a good question. Here's where it gets really interesting. Their story is a testament to the power of innovation and the importance of embracing new technologies.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing us what's possible when you combine a brilliant team with a bold vision and a willingness to take risks, and their success could have a ripple effect throughout the tech industry and beyond.
Like how?
Well, think about the potential impact on mobile advertising, e-commerce, and even industries that AppleVent hasn't even touched yet.
It's true.
Their AI-powered engine could revolutionize the way businesses connect with customers and even change how we experience the world around us. It's a glimpse into a future where technology is more personalized, efficient, and effective.
And that's a future I'm definitely excited to see unfold. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AppleVent's incredible third quarter performance, what's the one big takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
I'd say pay attention to the companies that aren't afraid to challenge the status quo, the ones that are constantly pushing boundaries and innovating. Those are the companies that will shape the future.
Absolutely. And those are the companies that will create the most value for their customers, employees, and investors.
For sure.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep an eye on the companies that are making waves in the world. You never know where the next AppleVent might come from.
That's right. There's a whole world of innovation out there waiting to be discovered.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
See ya, Dave.